5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. This is Kenny Loggins. He is 78 years old today. Love Kenny Loggins. So, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Just one thing to note before I tell you what's going on at Funky Buddha. If you follow them on Instagram, which you should, because they have such great info about all the Funky Buddha brands and all the releases, they also now are transitioning from the Funky Buddha Brew Instagram handle to Funky Buddha Tap Room as a second Instagram handle that will focus on the tap room itself. So Funky Buddha Brew will focus on the brand and the beers and all the delicious drinks that they make. Funky Buddha Tap Room. So make sure you're following both, essentially. Make sure you're following both. Oh, I just see breaking news from the Miami Herald. Terry Rozier, the Heat keep Terry Rozier on the roster past the trade deadline, guaranteeing full salary for the season.
Well, right. Today was the day where if a player's rostered and on your team past today's date, because today wasn't a trade deadline, then they would remain. You'd owe them the full money. They're right. All their contract. So
he gets everything.
Correct. I mean, right now it's kind of in flux because his salary is being put in like some sort of holding account by the NBA. But today was one of those days on the calendar where like decisions had to be made. And I don't think the Heat have any other decision to make unless they want to trade him, which I believe they still don't know if they can because the NBA has made no ruling on that yet. So their hands are kind of tied behind their back.
Money is in an escrow account, by the way. It was the word you were looking for.
No, anyway, I felt good about a holding account. I mean, that's what I felt good about.
A holding account?
I need to get some money in my escrow account. Because now IMG's calling me talking about accounting services. I said, uh-oh.
You don't want it in an escrow account. You want to be able to access it. Regardless.
I had to throw them off when they did.
Funky Buddha is having an official Florida Panthers watch party tomorrow. So the official Panthers watch party for tomorrow, I think it's Montreal tomorrow, right? They in Montreal?
Yes.
So the official watch party with the mascots and the giveaways and everything, that's at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. They're also going to make sure the Miami Ole Miss game is on TV and you'll be able to watch that as well. What time the Panthers start tomorrow? Probably 7?
Yeah, 7 o'clock tomorrow, the Panthers, 7:30, the Fiesta Bowl, and then 8 p.m., the Heat, Matas Buzelis Bowl.
Yeah. I just saw, you know, we're going to be live at Gulfstream Park, I told you, on the 23rd. So I told you we're going to be giving away Heat tickets. Mm-hmm. It's been updated. Going to be giving away Heat Bulls tickets for January 30th.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, I had no idea the Bulls were coming here on the 30th, man. I will be there.
You better not be in. You can't go to Casillas and start talking about Buzelis and all that.
I'm a Heat fan, and I'm going to be watching and rooting for the Heat. I'll be wearing Heat gear. But damn, if I'm not going to be rooting for some Matas Buzelis yams.
I'm texting unruly fans, Crowder.
Oh, goodness. Got to get him.
In row 22.
That's on a Friday night, too, the 30th on a Friday night.
I might have to go, Hawk, because I don't want you to get beat up. I might have to go.
Yeah, you come with me. I'm going to get us tickets. I'm going to get us a suite.
Racial slurs.
I'm going to get us a suite, man.
Hey, we're doing racial slurs now? When did that start?
To get them kicked out. That's not in my suite.
Anyway. So big watch party at Funky Buddha tomorrow. And Funky Buddha's Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival is January 31st. Holy mackerel, what a weekend. You go see Boozy on the 30th, and then you celebrate at the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival the next day? Holy hell, that's why we live in Florida.
Boozy.
So mark it down. No cover all day, family friendly. It is January 31st, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Let's get headlines for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. There's been a lot going on today. Obviously, football. There was a Marlins trade today as well. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
And I'm going to start with none of the things you just listed, of course. What do you guys make of, because we talked about it yesterday a little bit, Brian Flores on one site, 2-1 odds to be the next Ravens head coach. And then I think we were talking about, I'm sorry, to be the next Raiders head coach.
Yeah.
And I saw some interest as well in terms of the Baltimore Ravens. What do you guys make of how much he's being considered a head coach or a sought after potential head coach by several NFL teams? Because correct me if I'm wrong, it wasn't great in Miami and it didn't end great in Miami. I'm not even talking about the loss.
Well, he overperformed as a head coach. He overperformed. He didn't get along, obviously, with Chris Greer and Stephen Ross. I mean, ultimately, they made a decision. I always go back to, they talked about, we need someone more collaborative. So they didn't like his style. But on field, with the roster he was given, he overperformed.
And they wanted somebody collaborative. I'm glad you gave me a word to say, because I was going to say some things that you can't say on radio. He wasn't built for this culture of niceness and collaboration and all that. Yep. He's actually a hell of a coach. If you see everywhere he goes, his defense performs amazing. That's why he's getting another.
Great. Yeah.
He is a great defensive caller, and he's old school, nasty, you know, hard nosed, all the words we say that are the opposite of soft. And we're a soft organization. He would be great in Baltimore because that's their culture of toughness and whoop you and make your mouth bleed. I think he can be a great head coach because, like Hawk said, he is a good head coach. He's just not a good head coach for a very fancy, graceful team.
And the Raiders, I mean, Al Davis famously just win, baby. Like, it was, you know, back in the day, you want to talk about, you know, John Madden as the head coach. Like, they were just win, baby. So I absolutely, he will be a head coach again in the NFL. There's no question.
Why didn't he like Tua?
Because he wasn't the rough and tumble. But I think that was Brian Flores making him that, but that's a whole nother conversation.
But he liked Deshaun Watson. Like, he wanted the Dolphins to go all in on Deshaun Watson, and look how that's worked out. Could you imagine if we had traded, I mean, as bad as it's been, at the very least, you got 22 and 23. I mean, could you imagine being the Browns right now, saddled without a ton of picks?
But nobody knew. Capital? Nobody knew.
Right, but I mean, that's what he wanted. So, like,
we wanted Deshaun Watson, though.
We wanted Deshaun Watson, and two, let's be honest, Flores just didn't want Tua.
Right.
If Deshaun was the free agent or the available quarterback at that time, it wasn't that he loved Deshaun Watson. It's that I can get Deshaun Watson to replace this little frail pudding pie that I don't like. That's honest. And I'm just like, you could see how Flores approached it. He did not like Tua, and Tua is not, he's not an alpha type of person, and Flores is.
I'm cool with Brian Flores going to Pittsburgh, going to Minnesota, a couple stops, kind of impressing everybody again with his accolades, his defensive mind. I get it, but I think people are forgetting how little involvement he had and wanted on the offensive side of the ball, which is why I think at times it was so bad. Think about how many offensive coordinators he went through while he was here. That's not a good quality of a head coach. The locker room seemed to be split in half when he was here. That's not a good quality of the head coach.
I wouldn't hire him again. I'm with you. I'm just telling you, great coordinators, and his defense gets talked about all the time. Great coordinators get hired.
Yeah.
And people with head coaching experience get hired. He checks those boxes. The only box that he checks that most people don't have is currently suing the NFL.
Yeah, that's a tough one. But two people, Dan Campbell, Mike Vrabel, they could hang out. They could be in a cabin with Flores and have no problems with them. Mike McDaniel walks in that cabin, he's getting his ass whooped.
I don't think so, man. I don't think you're right about that, but whatever.
But Solana, you see the personality types of the two teams, the Lions and the Patriots, how they turned it around. Those personality types are now getting popular in the NFL. Right.
And guess Flores what? Brian Flores was supposed to bring that grit and toughness and blue-collar work ethic. And guess what he brought us? Back-to-back losing seasons.
But what he would tell you is, I brought that, and Chris Greer stopped me at every step of the way, and Stephen Ross stopped me at every step of the way, and the roster they gave me stopped me at every step of the way. I can tell you how Brian Flores is going to interview brilliantly for a head coaching job, because he's going to say those things. It was stacked against me. My culture from New England was not a culture fit with the Dolphins, and I should have recognized that before. This is the interview, right? And he's going to say, what I did, though, was learn a lot about my coaching style, because it wasn't all them, it was me as well. And what I've done in Minnesota is hone my skills as a coach and a leader and a mentor, and now I'm ready. I'm more ready for a head coaching role than I ever was. He's going to interview brilliantly. He's going to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Good luck to whoever has him. That's all I have to say.
You old bag of mashed potatoes. That's the problem.
The Marlins did trade Edward Cabrera. Man, second time you traded Cabrera, huh? That never works out well for the Marlins.
First Miguel, now Edward.
The Cubs officially, from Jeff Passan of ESPN, have acquired right-hander Edward Cabrera in a trade with the Marlins that sends top outfield prospect Owen Caisse and two other hitting prospects to Miami. Deal's done, and official players are being informed now.
All right.
We got Caisse.
Nothing we love more than prospects. Thank you, Bendix. The Miami Heat did lose yesterday, of course, and the Florida Panthers lost yesterday as well. They're both in action, as Hawk mentioned, tomorrow. And as far as the Harbaugh situation is confirmed, there's been reports, Josina Anderson was one of them, that the Dolphins have been in touch on John Harbaugh. You see, though, that Barry Jackson said the Dolphins have not reached out.
Barry Jackson said that he is standing by the fact that by 11 a.m. this morning, they had not had contact or reached out to John Harbaugh. And then he clarified that he's not saying that they won't, but he says he is confident in his sources that they did not reach out yesterday or by 11 a.m. this morning.
But according to Albert Breer,
but Harbaugh that's wants like to reach in 2023. You've got to understand, like, the Dolphins, first of all, you have to Avengers assemble. You got to get Troy Aikman. You got to get Marino, Stephen Ross. Everybody's busy. So Avengers assemble. And then you've got to tell Mike McDaniel. This poor schlep thinks he's part of the decision-making committee. Now you got to tell him, hey, just so you know, we're talking to someone else. We don't want you to get your feelings hurt. There's a lot of Avengers assemble action going on there. This isn't Mark Davis picking up the phone going, hey, what will it take to get you to Vegas? This is a whole thing. You know how hard it is to get all those Avengers together? You ever see, like, sometimes they're in an ice cave. Like, you got to go talk them in. Aquaman doesn't want to come for some reason. He's drinking a beer. Like, you really got to work hard. Batman's busy. Nobody knows.
What if they all had a Zoom? They could Zoom this 5 minutes.
You know how this Avengers team is with Zoom? Yeah, you want to see you and Jim Larinaga trying to get on a Zoom? Try Aikman, Marino, Stephen Ross.
Browser, huh?
Yeah.
Browser?
Stephen Ross is talking to Troy Aikman on a tin can with some twine holding it together. Nope. Nope. Harbaugh.
Does Stephen Ross still have the limo cell phone, you think? Like the one that's plugged into the back of the, of the limo?
100%.
Yeah. Flip phone, too. He got a flip phone.
He doesn't even trust anything wireless. If it doesn't have a wire coming off the handset, can't trust it.
Your weather right now in South Florida, it's in the low 80s. It'll be in the mid to low 70s later tonight when the sun goes down. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And don't forget, tomorrow, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. You can watch the Panthers game. They're going to have the official Panthers watch party, and they'll certainly have the Miami Ole Miss game up as well. Crowder, I cannot tell you how much I have enjoyed your new computer, your new microphone. I encourage everyone who wasn't watching the live stream today to check out our YouTube channel, because you're crystal clear. You sound great. I mean, I'm telling you, it's like having a new you around.
I'm scared because I'm looking at myself and I look so good. Now people want to hit my DM. What's up, Big Red? I'm good, man. I ain't worried about that. Yeah,
don't slide into Crowder's DMs. He's got enough financial stuff to worry about with his kids going to IMG Academy.
Goodness gracious. They're DMing me right now. We need our money, sir. Huh?
All right. Well, tomorrow on this radio station, we will be on for 1 hour. We will give you 1 hour of our best work from 2 till 3 o'clock, and then the Hurricanes pregame show will take over at 3 o'clock. Tonight on this radio station, Dan Day is coming up right after us for a half hour or so. And then what's after Dan Day tonight? Is it hoops? Is there Hurricanes hoops tonight? Yeah, Hurricane hoops tonight. So get a little college basketball action on this radio station tonight. So that's going to do it for us. Obviously, tomorrow we'll preview the Canes Ole Miss game, unless Jim Harbaugh news breaks. Who knows? Never know. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you on a game day mañana.
Solana's dressed like Flojo.